Andrew Dale's about to step in now. He's got Arthur Porritt lining up in the race. He gave up being a school teacher to be a horse trainer. Andrew, do you love what you're doing now?
Oh, I do, Andrew. It's funny you should mention that. Gave up being a school trainer. School teacher to be a horse trainer. I remember running into Bede Murray. He was training a few horses at the time, and he brought him down to the Albury Carnival. And he said to me, "What do you do?" And I said, "Look, I'm a school teacher, looking for some tips and advice." He said, "Go back and be a school teacher. That can be the best advice I could do you about being a horse trainer." So anyway, it's all good now.
You still went against him.
Yeah.
How many do you train here?
About 12 in work at the moment, Andrew. Okay. So that fluctuates 10 to 12, 13, 14.
Yeah. You happy with that?
Yeah, look, it's a good number. I rent some stables off Robbie Wellington, and that's about all I can do.
Yeah.
And so I've got a move coming up. In a couple of months' time, down to Wangaratta.
Okay.
Building a new barn down there.
Right.
And so that should accommodate about 20 horses.
Okay. So do you plan to have both, or are you going to move down there?
No, I'll move down there.
Yeah.
It's a little bit closer to home, and plus it's mine.
Yeah.
Which will be great. It's been, you know, great working with Robbie and all the trainers at Albury, but it's his facility, and I respect that. And sometimes it's good to get your own place and put your own stamp on your own property.
Understand. Well, you've got Arthur Porritt, who's going to be lining up here on Saturday. A couple of horses haven't accepted, so it'll get a run. First up, is there a name, is there a story behind its name, Arthur Porritt, P-O-R-R-I-T?
Yeah, there is, actually. I liked... The name, it just it appeared one time I was watching Chariots of Fire,
right?
The movie, and there was the run on the beach, the famous run on the beach. Anyway, the guy that was third in that particular run was a guy called Arthur Porritt, and he was a famous Kiwi New Zealander who was an Olympic athlete,
right?
And then went on to be a surgeon to the Queen and a legend in New Zealand. And I just like the name. And, of course, being bred in New Zealand, the horse.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I just thought it was a good name. So
I love stories to names because these days it is hard to come up with new names. So there's a good story. He's had the one run back here on the home track. And we'll take us through your opinion of that, because people will look at the form come Saturday and they'll go eighth of eighth.
Yeah, exactly right. Look, I think I got it wrong on that day. I couldn't find a suit 1200 leading up, and I, you know, without being critical of programming and all that, the preview race that we participated in was a 14,
right?
And I think if you look at the programming, maybe that's something that the officials could look at, because a lot of the trainers who are participating elect to look at trialing horses, etc., because there isn't that suitable race leading in. But anyway, I elected to go to the 14.
Yeah,
I drew nicely. I put the blinkers on, and I was in. You know, hoping to push forward and roll forward, Andrew. Yeah. He was just quite fresh and strong. They went along moderately early. They stacked up, and he just over-raced badly.
Okay.
And pretty much that was the end of it. But
has he made the improvement that you wanted to see?
I think so, yeah. Look, I was really happy with him. But, again, I couldn't – he profiles nicely second and third up.
Yep.
So the plan in the lead-up was always to come in second or third up on the back of a 12 with no blinkers and then 14 blinkers. But I went 14 blinkers. I went against all my planning, which you do, and I paid the price.
Okay, so what have you done with gear Saturday?
Yeah, I'll leave the blinkers on, and we need to draw low so that we can be in the firing line. I think that's our best chance. He's not a get-back run-on like Lotaro was.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a go-forward horse, and he needs to be up there rolling along, Andrew.
Okay. Is he a horse that you mentioned that second and third up runs, because he's second up, he's had four cracks for a couple of wins and a second, so he can make that improvement.
Oh, very much so. And I think, again, what I've done in the past, in the two or three preps I've had him, I've left blinkers off.
Right.
And then put blinkers on second and third up, and they've really, you know, made a difference and responded. He's responded accordingly. But so I suppose I threw the baby out with the bathwater by going blinkers first up, and he was just too fresh, really fresh, over-raced badly. And as I said, that was the end of his day that day. But we live to fight another day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mate, terrific again to be back here with the country qualifier. I was here a couple of years ago, but to have another one?
Yeah, look, super. And especially, it brings back a lot of good memories. I was fortunate enough to win the race here. And, it was an incredible day, the best day of my training career. And something that I'll always remember, Andrew. Yeah.
Well, let's hope Arthur can do it again for you. Get your first or second and get you to Randwick. Thanks for joining us, Andrew. Good luck on the weekend.
No, thank you, Andrew.